10 things I think I know for sure about writing and getting published. Written and presented by John Lehman.
Thanks, Bob. Let's begin with a little story. It's called Writer's Heaven. A writer dies and is immediately met by a spirit who tells him that he has a choice. He can either go to Writer's Heaven or Writer's Hell. I can show them both to you, the spirit continues, so that you can choose. Okay, says the writer, thinking that his choice will be a no-brainer. First, the spirit takes him to Writer's Hell. The gates open, the writer sees a ghastly scene, a room so big that he can't tell where it ends. It's lit by horrible fluorescent lights and filled with row after row of long tables. Writers are sitting at the tables in front of writing pads, typewriters, and computers. Next to each writer is a cup of coffee, a cigarette burning in an ashtray, a bottle of scotch. All of the writers are typing away furiously. And behind each writer's chair is a demon whipping the back of the chair and yelling, "Write faster! Write f-" "This is awful," the writer says to the spirit. "Get me out of here. Take me to Writer's Heaven." So the spirit takes him up to Writer's Heaven. The gates open, and the writer can't believe his eyes. It's the same scene he just witnessed in Writer's Hell, with one exception. Angels are whipping the backs of the chairs and yelling, "Write faster! Write faster!" "I don't get it," the writer says to the spirit. "What's going on? Writer's Heaven looks just like Writer's Hell." "Ah," says the spirit, "but in Writer's Heaven, they've been published." Well, anyway, that's what we all want, right? And to get there, we need to stop thinking in terms of books, articles, and stories, and start thinking in terms of what benefits people will receive from reading and buying them. But the solution...